Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Today, Dr. Thomas Humphrey.
I'm senior staff scientist.
And how long have you been here?
I have been here off and on since 1973, so I was here pretty much at the beginning.
Well, Thomas is going to tell us a little bit about why he teaches and why teaching gives him such a kick.
Teaching is a lot of fun for me, and it took me a while to figure out why it's fun. I started the Teacher Institute with a fellow named Chris Delatour back in 1984, and I hadn't really taught much, maybe not at all up until that time. So we found out that we're going to have that the students in the class would be teachers, high school teachers at that time. And so I tried to figure out what I thought my job was, and I thought, well, my job obviously is to know everything. My job is I should know everything. I should be able to explain anything to anybody, and so that's my job. So I'll work on that, and then when I go in the classroom, that's how it's all going to play out, is that, you know, I will just know everything. So it didn't take very long for me to get sort of a comeuppance on that one, because high school teachers are very bright, and a lot of them know a lot. And they asked very good questions, and I realized that I didn't know everything. And so I thought about, well, why is it that I'm going into a classroom if I don't know everything? And it came to me very quickly that I realized that when I go into a classroom, I actually go in there as a student. That to me, the thing that's really interesting, and it's like grown over the years, the thing I look forward to going into a classroom is somebody asking me a question that I've never been asked before, or somebody posing a problem that I really don't know the answer to. And there's a lot of excitement in doing that. It's not any more about knowing the answer, but it's about on the spot trying to figure out some way that the class collectively can work on the problem. And so I've adopted this mantra that the answer to every question is an experiment. So, and I go all the way with that one. Even now when somebody asks me something that I do know the answer to, I often say, well, how do you think we could find out what that is? And that really was a tremendous learning experience for me, that I really like changed my attitude totally. And there probably was a point in there, I don't recall, but it made me nervous to not have the answer to every question. But then I began to enjoy the challenge of having to come up with some way to figure out the answer so much that just went away. I mean, and so now what I look forward to when I go into the classroom in the morning is what's going to happen today that's going to stop me. What's going to happen today that's going to make me have to think on my feet? What question am I going to get that I've never had before? And the way I like to play that game is that I really try to work I can feel my brain warming up when I get one of those questions too. And I really play the game of how quickly can I come up with like a cogent way to, you know, analyze this question. And that's the challenge. It's not to say, well, I'll do this later. I'll do it tonight at home, and I'll come in tomorrow and give you something. I say, let's do it now, you know. And then, you know, it works sometimes. You know, sometimes you do it yourself. Sometimes you do it with the class, and you come up with some way of thinking. And that is, I think, really at the heart of why it is that I love to teach.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chasteen. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.